This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live, you can take control of the airwaves and you can bring up anything that's on your mind. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
855-450-3733. We were just talking about the sugar tax, and it was sort of in relation to a conversation we had last hour. Foundation for Economic Education publishing an article about new menu regulations going into place in the United States, forcing all chain restaurants and fast food chains to, with 20 stores or more, to put calorie counts on their menus. And that led me to talking about the sugar tax, because one of the themes of last hour was, hey, you can put all the taxes and regulations on things as you want. It's not going to stop people from making bad choices as far as what they put in their bodies. Or is it? Because according to some of the people out there, those who are advocating the sugar tax, they say Mexico put a sugar tax into place recently, and they've had sugary drink sales drop. According to the story here at The Sun over in the U.K., and again, the U.K. just put into effect a sugar tax, and I was curious to know, is it going to be like the U.S.-based sugar taxes that are just on soft drinks or sugary drinks, or is it going to be on actual like candy or other products that have sugar in them? And as of right now, it is like the U.S. Taxes where it's only applied to sugary drinks. According to the story at The Sun, the sugar tax was announced by former Chancellor George Osborne in his budget statement in 2016. The money raised will go to the Department for Education. The new levy is being put on drink companies, which will be taxed according to how much sugar is in their beverages. Two categories of taxation are set to come into force. One relates to the total sugar content on drinks with more than 5 grams per 100 milliliters, while a higher levy is imposed on drinks with 8 grams per 100 milliliters or more. The sugar tax came into effect April 6th, so it's been going for about a month in the UK, and hopes of a U-turn by Prime Minister Theresa May were dashed. The tax is estimated to raise around £520 million, which will be used to fund sports in primary schools. So how much will drinks be increasing, though? Of course, it's the big question, right? What are we talking about as far as increased prices? They say a can of regular Coke, costing it around 70p, which is that pence? It's not pounds, because it's a different 70 pence,
yeah.
Right? 70 pence would be slapped with an 8 pence increase. So, more than 10%. While the cost of a 1.75 milliliter bottle of Coke would increase from roughly... Wait, 1.75 milliliter? That can't be right. That would be awfully small, wouldn't it? 1.75 milliliter?
Yeah.
Maybe they mean 1.75 liter. But anyway, they say that bottle of Coke would increase from roughly 1.25 pounds to 1.49 pounds. Scott's favorite Learn Brew will face a similar increase to Coke, along with Red Bull, Dr. Pepper, and Old Jamaica Ginger Beer. The company behind the Eru Brew in January announced they would be promoting or producing a new sweetener-laced version of the fizzy favorite, which will see sugar content slashed by 54%. So there you go, Johnson. That's good for people, right? Let's put more artificial sweeteners in the soda, and then we'll just sell those. We'll just get rid of sodas, sugar-sweetened sodas entirely and have it go all artificial. That's healthy for people.
No. Not at all.
You mean NutraSweet and all the rest of that crap isn't actually good for you?
You could potentially argue maybe that they're healthier because of the lower calorie counts, but they still send signals to the brain that cause people to crave worse foods, potentially result in higher weight gain than even sugar sodas do, unless you're talking about high fructose corn syrup, which fructose is particularly evil. But, if you're having such high glycemic impact foods, at least with sugar, your brain is getting that signal that you should be full.
Mm.
Fructose corn syrup or fructose doesn't necessarily send that signal
really
immediately, and these diet sodas don't send that signal at all. And so what happens is your brain is still getting that signal that you've consumed something sweet and wants you to balance that out with, you know, fat and salt and all these other things. And let's not forget the fact that all of these sodas are hugely packed with salt, sodium, massively, ooh, massively more than people should be consuming.
Now, to be clear, this applies to basically every drink with sugar in it. So, obviously, yeah, people are going to talk about sodas, but your coffee drinks from Starbucks,
yep,
your Gatorades, your anything that's got sugar in it is
right,
going to get taxed. With a few exceptions, they are exempting pure fruit juice,
right,
which, of course,
which is
incredibly
also a disaster.
Sweet. It's incredibly sweet.
It's also a nutritional disaster.
Drinks with high milk content will also be exempt due to their calcium content, they say. Sugar-free soft drinks, such as Diet Coke and Coca-Cola Zero, will not be subject to the tax. So now you're going to see different tiers
right
at the grocery store where diet sodas are now going to cost less than the regular versions of these sodas.
And you know, juice is not healthy either. You know, like there's more and more research to suggest that there is a correlative, you know, effect between pancreatic cancer and people who juice and eat extremely high contents of fruit without the fiber that goes along with it, which is what happens when you know people who juice, is that they're getting these huge loads of fructose, and that is overloading their liver and their pancreas. So they're not getting the fiber that slows down, like that clip that you played a little earlier, that slows down the impact of that sugar.
A little bit more here from the story of The Sun. Health campaigner and celebrity chef Jamie Oliver welcomed the move, speaking outside Parliament moments after it was announced.
Yeah, Jamie Oliver.
Other countries have introduced similar measures and have seen some successes in reducing the drinking of fizzy drinks. Mexico, for instance, they say, introduced a 10% tax on sugary drinks in 2014 and saw a 12% reduction over the first year. Hungary brought in a tax on the drinks companies and saw a 40% decrease in the amount of sugar in the products. But again, they're just increasing the amount of fake sugar in the products,
right,
the amount of the artificial sweeteners, which many people will say, you know, causes cancer and things like that. I don't know what's true about them,
right,
but I know a lot of people are not fans of the artificial sweeteners. And Brits,
I just know that if, like, okay, a lot of people are afraid of certain things. They're afraid of terrorism. They're mm-hmm. afraid of, you know, certain crimes. They're afraid of, the drug addicts. If you're really, like, a logical, sound person, the things that you should be most afraid of are cancer and heart disease.
Mm.
Because you're about 100, 1,000 times, I don't know the exact odds,
More likely to
experience one of these things in your lifetime if you aren't eating extremely healthily. So if you would need things to be afraid of or be concerned about, it's probably going to be more likely your saturated fat, salt, and sugar intake.
If you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. Let's talk to Mortified Penguin. He is in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to switch topic up a little bit. And you just brought up Zencash, and I wanted to talk about privacy coins.
Yeah, sure. Cryptocurrency.
Yeah. And I'm familiar with a few, including Zencash. I'm a big fan of Zencash, as a matter of fact. And I know about Monero. I'm familiar with Verge a little bit. And what's your take on those and maybe some others in 2018 going forward?
What was our take on what? Those? Was that what you said?
On those and or any others.
Okay, so, I mean, this is just, you know, one guy's opinion. I'm no way an expert. I don't know anything about, you know, what the future is going to hold. I can say that right now, in 2018, Monero seems to be the privacy coin to beat.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the, you know, the darknet markets, many of them have adopted Monero. So as goes the darknet markets, somewhat goes, you know, the marketplace. I mean, when Bitcoin hit the darknet, that was a big promotional opportunity for Bitcoin. And now you've got Monero appearing on these darknet sites. And so I think that's really good for Monero. Is Monero the best technology? I have no idea. I think all these privacy coins will argue with one another and their fans will argue with one another. Oh, Zero Snarks is the best or Ring Signatures is the best or whatever. And, you know, I don't know enough about the technology to have an opinion about that. So I kind of have to trust in the geeks on that question. Johnson, if you want to weigh in, we're going to continue here. Mortified Penguin, stand by if you want to continue the discussion. Privacy coins. Is there a best one? I don't know. I'd recommend, you know, if I'm going to recommend anything, and I'm not an investment advisor, you probably want to have more than one of these things.
If anybody wants to send me some privacy coin, I'll help you evaluate them.
There you go. Whoever you are. And so we'll continue here with more of your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE plus Silicon Valley. Come on.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Mother's Day sneaks up, and we hit the panic button. We get suckered into online flower giants pitching $19.99 flowers that end up costing $60. Or we grab last-minute produce department flowers that smell oddly like green onions. That tells mom you didn't care enough to send flowers from the Books. That's short for bouquets, and they're booking awesome. Books flowers are as unique and special as your mom. They're freshly cut from Books farms and delivered straight to your mom. So they last weeks, not days. Books even has farms located on the side of a volcano that produce flowers so gorgeous, mom will post pics of them and brag about you. And because Books cut out the middlemen, you'll get amazingly fresh flowers at an amazing price. Show mom how much you care. Send her artisan design flowers from the Books. Order today and get an extra 15% off when you enter FTL. That's BOUQS.com. And remember to enter FTL to save an extra 15%. Books.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. straight from the Books Farms to your mom. What is the Books? It's short for bouquets, and they are booking awesome. In fact, they come from, some of their flowers come from farms on the side of a volcano. In fact, they've got farmers in different places of the world. You can learn more about who it is you're actually buying the flowers from when you purchase them through the Books for your mom, which, of course, Mother's Day is right around the corner. BOUQS.com. You cut out the middlemen with Books, and mom gets some amazingly fresh flowers, and you get an amazing price. Show your mom how much you care and send her artisan design flowers from the Books, BOUQS.com. If you use code FTL, you will save 15%. Books.com. As we continue here, we're talking about cryptocurrency. In fact, I do have the audio from Silicon Valley, some of the audio from Silicon Valley, the show that aired this, I believe it was Sunday night on HBO, and we're going to play some of that because they went, I would say, 100% pro-crypto, even though they weren't necessarily pro-ICO. We'll get into that coming up here in moments, and we'll tell you what ICO means.
A lot of the, writing and blogs and, you know, articles about the show are saying that they're lampooning cryptocurrency.
Well,
the craze, but I don't know.
Like, we'll get into it. We'll get into it. But we actually still have Mortified Penguin on the air with us here. And Penguin, you'd called in tonight about the privacy coins. Some of the top ones that are getting the most notoriety out there include Monero. There's, of course, Zencash, which we talk about regularly here on Free Talk Live. There's The Verge. And what else did you mention? Do we have Mortified Penguin still with us? Penguin going once? Penguin going twice? I don't know what happened to him. I'm going to put him on hold there, and we'll see if we can get him back on the air. But he'd asked us for our opinion on the privacy coins. And as I said, Monero seems to be the one to beat. They're the ones that are being implemented by the darknet marketplaces. And for those that aren't familiar, darknet markets are the online Tor-based marketplaces, Tor being the Onion router. It's supposedly an anonymity system for the Internet, although it seems like the government has been able to crack it in some way or shape or form in the past. But regardless, there are these online marketplaces where people will buy and sell drugs, for instance, as well as other illegal products and services, and they use cryptocurrencies. And these started back in 2011 when the Silk Road launched, and it was very popular until 2013 when Ross Ulbricht was arrested and accused of being Dread Pirate Roberts, who is the operator of the Silk Road. The government thought they were going to send a message. Well, the only message they sent was that there was a market opportunity because they arrested the Silk Road operators. That meant that a bunch of other operators who would have loved to gotten into that business went ahead and got in and opened up a bunch of other darknet market sites, many of which have either been shut down by the federal government or did what they call an exit scam, where basically the market operates for a period of time and everybody starts to feel comfortable with it. They put their Bitcoin into it and then they fold up shop in the middle of the night and they take the Bitcoin and they run. Now, you know, that's not to say those things can't happen with Monero. They certainly can. It would be even harder to trace because Monero is basically untraceable and it's, you know, a privacy coin. So anytime you're involved with darknet markets, your money's at risk, obviously. But the fact that they've embraced Monero, to me, is a real endorsement of Monero as, you know, sort of the key privacy coin out there. But, Johnson, have you done any research into privacy coins? Do you have a favorite?
I mean, probably Monero. I don't really know. Maybe Zencash. But I don't have any privacy coins because nobody's ever sent me any. So
that you would be willing to admit. Not that anyone could prove that you have privacy coins.
Sure, that's true. No one could prove one way or another whether or not I have privacy coins. I do accept them.
Sure.
At libertyminded.com, where you can buy a shirt that says, I accept cryptocurrency.
Excellent.
But I'm telling you, you can believe me or not, I've not been paid yet in any privacy coins, which I have specifically been told by someone who holds privacy coins that I asked to pay me in Monero, said, no, I'd rather have Monero than your t-shirts, dude. And then proceeded to pay me in some other form of currency. I don't remember which one. But
and, of course, Monero is also expensive. So that's one of the downsides. And I suspect Zencash probably doesn't have that problem. At least maybe not yet. I don't know.
Are you saying the transaction fee is expensive?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, really?
You're talking about $12 a transaction now on Monero. So you're paying for privacy in that particular case. And that's
playing
true
some
of privacy.
Big dinero for that Monero. Yeah.
And that tends to be true of privacy where, you know, if you want privacy in your life, you got to go through, jump through some hoops. If you don't want people to know where you live, you might want to get a private mailbox set right. up and have your bills and things like that sent to that mailbox. You know, there's certain things that you need to do if you want to protect your privacy. You want to have a phone that's not in your name. You're going to have to jump through some serious hoops in order to do that stuff. And that means that it costs you money. So privacy costs time and or money, usually one or the other or both of those things. So am I a big fan of Monero? I mean, I'm not a huge fan of it, but I think the fact that the Darknet Markets have endorsed it is a ringing endorsement of Monero. Would I love to see lower fees? Yeah, $12 to send a transaction. And so I'd be interested to see a comparison between the privacy coins. I've not looked for this. I suspect it exists. You know, what are the differences between The Verge, Zencash, Monero? Is there one of them that actually is better at privacy than the others? Because I'm sure they all argue with one another. It's just that I'm not privy to those conversations. Oh, and I'd like to add this about Monero. One of the issues with Monero right now is there are some forks going on with Monero or some threats of some forks. I'm not sure what the current status of these are. I don't know if you've been following this at all, but there's like a Monero Classic now. So you remember how Ethereum forked from that. Ethereum into Ethereum Classic?
Apparently there's also a Sumo coin, which is also a fork of Monero.
There's like three or four, seven or something. Like there's several different forks of Monero now. And I've not followed all the details on that. I find it a little overwhelming. And further, if that weren't confusing enough, Johnson, if you were to go to the Monero website, you'll find that the most recent version of the software is like 0.11 or something like that. But they recently released 0.12 and then pulled it down. So they released a whole new version, which is what started this whole forking of Monero conversation. Because Monero was going to release a new version, and the people who supported the old version were saying, well, we're just going to keep going with the old version, so hard fork, now we've got two Moneros. And the new version got pulled. You can't go and get, as of the last time I looked at the site, which was last week or something, you could not go and get the version 12. The version 12 GUI for Linux wasn't working right for some people, and so that's probably why they pulled it down. But in order to get Monero working, I've had to like cobble together different pieces of the software that no person with like zero technical experience would be able to accomplish.
Right.
I was able to get it working, but it took me a couple of hours of just hammering away and trying different things. So Monero is in no way a user-friendly currency right now at all.
I've got a little list here of the different sort of things that make a privacy coin private in a little comparison chart. Mm-hmm. So on the comparison chart, there are things like hides sender address, hides recipient address, hides amount sent, private by default, no rich list, IP address hidden, and no trusted setup, and the number of full nodes online. And it compares each one of the currencies based on how many of those things are true. And Monero wins by far.
Monero wins, okay. Yeah. All right, more coming up here in moments. Your toll-free number if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Maybe if you want to share that in our Discord chat, that
sure.
folks can take a look at that. We actually have a whole cryptocurrency room there. There's more coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Join us.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. If you want to join us, you are welcome. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We got the Silicon Valley clip coming up here. It's relatively short, but it's pretty awesome what they did with cryptocurrency. On this weekend's episode, in the studio tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
Also, don't forget about $6 shirts. I was wearing mine yesterday. I don't have it on today, but $6 shirts. I had my Fifth Element $6 shirt on about the movie. There's a lot of great movie-related shirts that they have there at $6 shirts. Also, video games, sports, all kinds of different subjects. In fact, they've got some really funny and clever T-shirts that I think you're really going to enjoy. In fact, if you go to $6shirts.com, you'll see their gigantic selection. And by the way, it's a company run by libertarians, so that's even better. $6shirts.com. That's $6shirts.com. And you can use code FTL. You will save 10% off your order at $6shirts.com. And yes, they do accept Bitcoin over at $6 shirts. All right, so we're going back to the phones here. I think there were some issues before with Mortified Penguin. We'll let him roll back in here with some further thoughts. We were talking about privacy coins, and Johnson, you just pulled up a chart that looks at various different aspects of some of the privacy coins out there, some of the major ones, and it found that Monero seems to have the most aspects of what people should be looking for in a privacy coin. But Penguin, did you want to weigh in any further? Go ahead.
Actually, I pulled up one last night, and it was put out by Zencash, and of course it has Zencash having way more features than all the rest. But I think it depends on how you look at it, and they do have different protocols. But you touched on a couple of things with Monero, and that's the one I really was wondering about. Cause I was kind of big on Monero a couple months ago. And then some of the things, like last night, Brother Will specifically said that mentioned that thing about $12 transaction fees. Yeah. And, when I heard that kind of raised a big red flag. That's a huge red flag for crypto with me. High transaction fees. That's like, the killer, you know, after the Bitcoin fiasco?
Well, but the difference between Monero and Bitcoin is Monero provides privacy and Bitcoin does not, right? So privacy is something that people are willing to pay for, obviously. And I don't know why the fees are the way they are with Monero. I've not done the research and to try to answer that question. It's just that's the way they are. Maybe some of the
I'm sure they haven't been. Yeah, I'm sure they haven't been always that high, though.
Yeah, I guess they probably are a little higher now than they were in the past. But that would be, there's charts out there that likely could show you that information. But ultimately, you know, they're still the one to beat. I mean, even with $12 fees, that's the one that everybody's decided to, it seems like, use in the darknet markets. And that's, to me, that's, you know, really the most important metric as far as
and
privacy.
It's not user friendly. It's not user friendly.
No, it's terrible with that.
About the GUI. Because I was having a heck of a time, and then I got this build, and I should call on Friday and ask Chris. I got this build. I mean, it was on my thing, like, I don't think it was on GitHub, but it was somewhere. I'm a Linux beginner. You know, I was kind of in over my head. I don't want to get a compromised build. I can't look at the code and tell what I'm doing.
Right.
But it worked for most things, but now I've pulled down. I don't think it's necessarily compatible anymore. I don't know what's going on. But
yeah, I agree with you. Monero seems to be in a very messy state right now, and it may be weak. It may be time for a competitor to rise up and eat some of its lunch. Mortified Penguin, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Ken. He's in South Georgia. Ken, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, man. How are y'all doing?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
Last time I talked to y'all, actually I was talking about my father and my uncle being in World War II. That was, if I'm not mistaken, we went through all that, and that's all fine and dandy. But anyway, we went through how the war got set up in this way and that way.
What are we talking about tonight?
All fine and, pardon me?
What are we talking about tonight?
Oh, okay. No, I was just checking in as far as what's going on today with
did you take some notes? Because you might want to take notes if you're going to lose track of what you're saying. I apologize for you know, being a little brusque here, but we got to move this conversation along here.
Oh yeah, no. What I was getting at was what y'all were talking about just a minute ago.
Cryptocurrency.
No, before that. I'm sorry. But before that one.
Okay. I can't keep guessing the things. You're talking about the menus? What were you calling about, Ken? You need to get to the point.
Marijuana. Pretty sure that's it. It's marijuana that you're calling in about. That's why you can't remember.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what I... Yeah. Oh, here's what... no, it was. I did say, no, I'm sorry. But that was the thing, medical marijuana. What are you? No, I'm.
Go right ahead, then, Ken.
To the screener. But anyway, what do y'all think about medical marijuana and how it's going to be done, or how it's being done right now?
It is doing just fine. Lots of states have introduced medical marijuana over the last decade or so, and of course California started it back in 1996 with Proposition 215 to be the first state to do it, and ever since then I think we're up to something like 36 states are medical marijuana states, so it's in a lot of places. I don't know what Georgia's current status is, but I suspect it's not that great. The southern states tend to not be real fans of medical marijuana. But even so, we're still seeing some moves in the state of Florida and elsewhere towards the very least.
All the way back to 96 in California.
You got it, Ken. Hey, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Remember, take notes if you're a little forgetful. Always a good idea to, you know, jot down a couple
or a little high
about what you you want to talk about. Anyway, medical marijuana, it's great. You know, I'm glad that medical patients are able to get their cannabis, but the true freedom would be to end prohibition entirely and allow anybody who wants to grow a plant and or sell a plant to be able to do that. I mean, really, we're talking about flowers here. That's what the marijuana buds are that people are smoking and or, you know, ingesting in some other way. All right, so Johnson, Sunday night, Silicon Valley, HBO, Great series. You've been following this show, as have I.
Although I was, like, woefully out of date, but it's very easy to catch up on because each episode is only 20 minutes.
No, they're a half hour. They're a half hour. If it was on, like, a regular network, it'd be 20 minutes because you'd have to cut commercials out. The full-length HBO series. So it's a half-hour-long show. And I think there's only, what, like 10 episodes per season. So not a big time investment. Really well-written program. Mike Judge, of course.
Each episode feels like it could be an hour. And that's not to say that they're slow or boring, but they just cover so much so fast.
It's fast-paced.
But it doesn't seem like that because it's just such – there's a lot of dramatic – content.
They get they get their point across very quickly and very efficiently. Like it's well written, it's brilliant comedy. There's even some like kind of slapstick physical comedy that happens in the show, in addition to sort of like the awkward situations. For listeners who aren't familiar, Silicon Valley is Mike Judge's product, and Mike Judge, of course, many listeners may know that name. He's the director of Beavis and Butthead. He's the director of Office Space, Idiocracy, and so many other great television, King of the Hill, right? So many other great television and film properties out there that have just been wonderful comedies that have entertained audiences over the years. Silicon Valley is his HBO comedy live-action series. So he's not in animation. It's a live-action, you know, with actors kind of series, and it focuses on, obviously, Silicon Valley, specifically one company, Pied Piper, that you see sort of the genesis of this company and its sort of travails and the difficulties that they you know, go through in trying to get this thing off the ground with their technology. And there's just so much comedy in that they write in. But after 5 seasons now of Silicon Valley, we finally have them addressing cryptocurrency. And that is what happened this week. It was sort of telegraphed earlier in the season. There was one episode where Guilfoyle, who is the key character in this particular plot line, Guilfoyle had his computer at work mining Bitcoin.
Right.
And it would play like a loud heavy metal riff whenever the Bitcoin would be found, I guess.
Something by Napalm Death.
Yeah, something.
Sorrow really, or something like that. Or,
something really awful. Yeah. You know, very loud. And so it was very sort of noticeable. They were talking about crypto, but it was just sort of a side gag in that particular episode. The episode Sunday night was all about cryptocurrency and the...
You Suffer by Napalm Death.
And the so-called ICO. We'll tell you more about that coming up.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up 2 bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the 3rd bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy 2. Get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny-Bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, Sunny-Bay.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, Our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Joining you here, the toll-free number you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. But my name is Ian.
And I'm Johnson.
And we've also got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. Also, there's our Discord on-air call-in line room, which we are going to go to here in just a moment. But also, we've got the clip from Silicon Valley that I want to make sure we play here tonight. So we're going to start out with that, just because it was so awesome. As I was watching this, I'm like, we're 10 minutes into this thing as I'm watching it, and I'm already hammering out Twitter tweets about what this guy is saying. And I was like, we're 10 minutes in. He's already said two amazing things about cryptocurrency. How much more is going to happen in this show? Turns out those were the most amazing things. But it was pretty awesome to experience this happening on network television, not just network television, but HBO. Very, very popular network with, you know, millions of viewers, with some of the most popular shows out there. I don't know how many millions of people watch Silicon Valley, but it's got to be some amount of millions, right? We're talking right. about a fairly popular program. It's funny. It's Mike Judge, the same guy behind Beavis and Butthead and Idiocracy and Office Space and so many other great comedies. And here is what happens. Just a quick clip from the show. This is Silicon Valley Sunday night. This is season 5, episode 7. The character Guilfoyle, who is the Satanist programmer, one of the programmers behind the company, the fictional company in the show, pitches an idea to his boss, Richard Hendricks, and it's an idea as to how to get away from venture capital funding, because at this point in the season, they're looking for more funding from venture capitalists, and the previous funding that they've gotten has come with strings attached, and that makes development difficult. It adds in complexities and makes it so the venture capital investors have some amount of control over what's going on. And so Guilfoyle pitches his boss on the idea of doing what they call an ICO, which is a real thing. It's an initial currency offering, or initial coin offering, which has been a way for companies or startups to fund themselves without actually having to go through the venture capital process.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what happens.
What are we talking about here? You want us to launch a cryptocurrency?
I do. The fact that people are willing to pay many multiples more for our compute credits than they're worth, we have an opportunity here. Worth is relative, Richard.
What do you mean?
Why do people covet the silly pieces of green cotton paper in their wallets? It's because we are all sheep, and we've mutually agreed to endow certain things with value. And right now, for some reason, the market values our credits more than we did.
Guilfoyle, we're not going to suddenly pivot and become a digital currency company.
I'm not proposing a pivot. I'm proposing that we sell digital currency as a way to finance our new internet company. You wanted an alternative to Lori Breen? Well, it's right here in front of you.
Lori Breen is one of the characters in the show. She is the major stakeholder, basically, in this company,
right.
And she is a very cold, calculating person and not particularly friendly to work with. And, of course, they have to go through her to get more of this funding, or they try this new option of the ICO and cryptocurrency.
Well, it's right here in front of you. Pied Piper Coin.
Okay, look,
that's the name of their company.
I'm not going to bet the entire future of my new internet and everything I've worked for on becoming the next Bitcoin. You really expect me to do that?
There are very few things that I will defend with true passion. Medical marijuana, the biblical Satan as a metaphor for rebellion against tyranny, and cryptocurrency. I have a PowerPoint that I've been wanting to show you for some time.
All right, so then they switch scenes, and he pulls up his PowerPoint, and he starts to show it to him. We'll play the rest of the clip. But as we were watching this, Johnson, you'd asked the question, because we watched this earlier as I was dubbing the audio, you'd asked the question of, you know, where is that PowerPoint? Because he skips through it, because
right.
As you'll hear here, the boss doesn't want to actually watch the whole thing. It's like, well, where is this PowerPoint? Because it does look like when you watch the show, somebody put together a PowerPoint, and it's like several pages long, and he just kind of burns through the whole thing. You can't see it all on screen. And so I went to, because when you look at this, there's one screenshot in the show that shows that one frame from the PowerPoint. It's got PiedPiper.com on it, which is, again, their fictional company that they're running. And I thought, I'll just go to the website and see if maybe they put this PowerPoint on it.
Right.
Turns out they actually did. So if you find yourself wondering, if you watch this episode and you think, I'd like to see what Guilfoyle's PowerPoint presentation looked like, they've actually got the 21-page PowerPoint.
And it looks like it also has the name of the co-producer of the show, so I wonder if she's really well-versed in crypto.
She might be. Either way, it's I haven't read through the whole thing yet, but I've looked through several pages, and it looks pretty good so far. But anyway, here's the rest of the clip.
In 350 BCE, Aristotle defined sound money as being durable, transferable, divisible, scarce, recognizable, and fungible. What?
Can we skip ahead 2,400 years? I mean, I know what cryptocurrency is.
Richard, a lot of work went into this presentation.
Okay.
Fine. But you're missing out on a lot of wisdom here. Why don't you tell me what you know about Bitcoin as a jumping-off point?
Okay, sure. Well, I'm pretty sure it was founded by a Japanese guy.
Or guys, or girls, going by the name Satoshi Nakamoto in 2008. True identity still unknown.
Okay, look, every day I read an article about how we're in a Bitcoin bubble.
And who is writing those articles? I don't want to say the establishment, but is it possible that Warren Buffett called Bitcoin a pyramid scheme because he has $92 billion conventional dollars to protect?
No, what they're doing here is really important, right?
Right.
They're giving people a little bit of history on Bitcoin. You know, one of the more important questions of where did it come from? Well, an anonymous person or persons. And then, you know, answering the common objection of, well, Bitcoin's scary because mainstream media says so. Well, surprise, a lot of the people in the mainstream media are connected with the old banking industries. And
right.
So they've got, a big interest in crushing cryptocurrency.
Protect. Let's say he's right. Let's say Bitcoin dies. So what? MySpace, Friendster, they both died. But they paved the way for other social media tripe like Facebook and Twitter to completely overrun the planet. Crypto is out there, and it's not going away.
Yeah! Silicon Valley. And that was just one 2.5-minute long clip from what was an entire show basically about cryptocurrency. Now, I described this, Johnson, as 100% pro-crypto.
Right.
And I think it is. That segment there was full on. This is an advocacy of cryptocurrency. Mm-hmm. It is an attack against the system. And it's, you know, they really get into it, and it's awesome. But part of the rest of the show is sort of being critical of the ICO process, right? Like they focus on the initial coin offerings and how many of them have failed, how many of them have been scams, and, you know, the very few of them that are successes. So I think the show's been pretty honest so far with what the ICOs have been like. And I'm not going to give up the plot points of the program in as far as what happens with their ICO. You'll have to watch the show to see that for yourself. But the message about cryptocurrency is crystal clear, and they did a great job presenting it there last night. So kudos to Mike Judge and the crew over at Silicon Valley. Unfortunately, we lost our caller, who I guess was not patient enough to get through that. So if you want to comment, you're welcome to jump in here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Also, there is the Skype username, lrn.fm, or the Discord, on-air call-in line room, which is part of our larger Discord server where people who listen to the show, or even people who don't listen to the show, come to have conversations about various different things. There is a room there about cryptocurrency, and I dropped a link. Actually, I should drop the link in the crypto room as well.
But I can't seem to find this. So the name of the co-producer on
the
PDF. That has the presentation that Guilfoyle supposedly presented is Lisa Shomis,
okay.
Who is one of the co-producers of Silicon Valley. She also worked on Ugly Betty and a couple of other shows. And I'm trying to find more information about whether or not she's particularly well-versed in cryptocurrency. And it's,
or is it Mike Judge? Or is it all of them?
You know, is it all of them? I don't know. But why is her name in particular on that presentation? You
To some extent, a lot of these scripts are written by more than one person.
Right.
In a lot of cases. I know Mike Judge is one of the writers, I think, of pretty much all the episodes, if I recall correctly, from, you know, seeing the credits.
She also worked heavily on the Not Hot Dog with TensorFlow
episode. The
Not Hot Dog, Jin Yang's Not a Hot Dog app.
Where he's writing an app to identify.
Which is a very also foods. Technical episode. So, you know, I wonder if she's particularly well technically versed writer or something like that, and that's why she does work on those episodes. But who knows?
It's a funny show.
Yeah,
if you like comedy, if you like Mike Judge, you got to watch it.
He was invited, fam.
Anything that Mike Judge has done, if you've enjoyed his work in the past, you'll love Silicon Valley. You don't have to be too technically adept to follow the show, I don't think. But if you are a tech person, you'll appreciate some of the jokes that they make as well there. It's on HBO. It's great. Highly recommended. And we're out of time for tonight, but we'll see you tomorrow online. In the meantime, Johnson, your website, libertyminded.com. You want to get some cool cryptocurrency T-shirts? You've got them there, as well as liberty-oriented shirts and official Free Talk Live gear, libertyminded.com. We'll see you tomorrow, freetalklive.com, between now and then.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the Internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.